The Latin Grammy Awards ceremony will be held in Los Angeles next month, not Miami as originally planned. Officials are moving the ceremony because they feared violence by Cuban exiles. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports.
In Miami, the invitations had been sent, the stage was set, and the celebratory parties were a go for the second annual Latin Grammy Awards. But so were the protests by Cuban exiles who oppose musicians from the island performing at the ceremony. And that was a problem, says the president of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, Michael Green.
We could no longer guarantee the secure zone for our guests. There are so many unknowns that you have to make sure they're not going to be shouted at or shot at or anything else.
Green says he feared for the safety of the Latin Grammy nominees, performers, and sponsors in Miami. Also, he says he had heard the protesters plan to enter the theater and disrupt the telecast.
Es mentira lo que dice Michael Green.
What Michael Green says is a lie, responds Miguel Saavedra, the president of Vigilia Mambisa. It's one of about 100 Cuban-American organizations that were set to protest outside the ceremony. Saavedra says there were never plans for violence. We're not dangerous, says Saavedra. He says the group had only planned to protest with signs and chants against Cuban musicians. A win by them at the Latin Grammys, he said, would be trophies for Cuba's president Fidel Castro. Saavedra was thrilled by the decision to move the Grammys, saying it was a triumph for the anti-communist Cuban exile community in Miami. For months, city and county officials had been working on setting up a designated site for the demonstrators, a few blocks from the American Airlines Arena where the show had been scheduled. There was even talk of moving the telecast to Fort Lauderdale. But Michael Green says he wasn't assured by security plans in Florida, and that's why he decided to move his ceremony back to Los Angeles, where they were held for the first time last year.
The Miami Police Department weren't willing to secure the area. Once you move toward an environment which you can't secure the perimeter, then you're all of a sudden begging for disaster, and that's what was happening.
Miami Mayor Joe Carollo says he's disappointed and stunned by what he said was an arrogant decision by Green. Carollo says Miami did everything it could to accommodate both the Latin Grammys and the protesters.
Never before have we been asked for any event in the American Airlines Arena to close down so many blocks of streets. They wanted to make sure that protesters would not be seen anywhere close. They did not want to respect the First Amendment rights protesters, no matter how much you might disagree with them.
Miami's estimated $35 to $40 million loss in revenues from the Latin Grammys is now Los Angeles's gain. The ceremony is scheduled for September 11th at LA's Great Western Forum. Mondalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.